Hello, hello. Happy Friday, bitches. And welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hi, babies. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in this week. I appreciate all the feedback, all the welcome backs, and just honestly, it's the feedback. I know a couple of you said that you tried to leave written reviews on Spotify. It's not letting you. I sent out a message to try to figure out what the issue is. So if you've been trying to leave a review and you feel like I'm just like constantly pissed that no one is doing it, and I'm like, leave a review. I see that it's not your fault. Okay. I really honestly don't know what the reason is, but maybe I'm shadow banned. I don't know. Maybe it's a spicy language. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. If you have tried to leave a review, thank you for the thought. But either way, thank you guys for being in my inbox. It's what keeps me going, to be honest. So I'm looking at where we're heading in the final 3 months of the year. And I think for the next couple of months, because you guys know, like Christmas week, probably not going to be doing podcasts for that 2 week break. But I'm thinking, how can we get the most out of this right now in these moments? And I think because I'm not going to have regular guests anymore, that we are going to commit to Monday through Thursday. So I'm going to do a quick podcast episode right now, just to kind of give you guys the warning. I think we should do Monday through Thursday. And if I ever jump on a Friday, that's cool. But just looking at the perspective of where my family is at, what our schedules are like, I think dropping a day is a great compromise in my soul energy and just the time I'm spending and what we're doing. And yeah, I'll make today short and sweet because I'm recording this as we just got home from the beach, a nice little 5-hour lakeside, relaxed session. I read an awesome book and the kids had a lot of fun. So now I just want to go snuggle with them and put on a movie, just hang out. So we'll keep this short and sweet. And this is, I think this topic, I was like, what should I do? What should I do this on? And I want to do this on just like quick little things that you can do in your life to make massive changes, massive changes. I know that it sometimes seems overwhelming when I'm talking about all of these tips and tricks and things that you can do. But there are literally little tiny things that you can do in your life that will have a big impact on you and how you are choosing to step into the potential of where you want to go or who you want to be. And they're really not impossible things. Okay. I would say the very first thing, like little things, we're just going to pop off some little random tips here. About things you could do to change the trajectory of your life. Number one, the only guarantee is that you're going to die one day. And I think if you navigate life like that, it's going to go one of two ways, right? You're either going to be super fucking depressed and never do anything because you're just going to think about that impending doom. But literally it's the thing. It's the only guarantee we have, and everything changes. So remember that as you're navigating through life, that you're going to die one day and you never know when. You don't know when the people around you are going to go. So you want to make the most out of your time in those moments, okay? Another thing, remember people's names and use them a lot. I know just even bartending, okay? It makes people's day when I know their names and you make the eye contact. And, you know, it's that matter of like, you know, okay, Ray, thank you so much, Ray. Have a good night, Ray. Those little things like make a shift in people and it helps them to feel heard and seen. Okay. Something that's really important, set time limits on tasks. If you've done something that has brought you massive joy, put it on repeat and do it again. Look at your phone less, look people in the eyes as much as you can. Think about the information diet that you're on, okay? Because junk food hurts our bodies, and so does junk media, junk TV, junk shit on your phone. Make no a one-word answer. Serve people. Donate clothes. Clean out the apps on your phone you're not using. Create more than you're consuming. Compliment more than you're complaining. Listen more than you speak. And be bored. Be bored. Our minds get the best ideas when they just wander from thought to thought. Find a hobby. When you're working, when you're sleeping, your phone should not be in reaching distance. That's my advice right now. I'm working on that. Track everything you do for one day to the minute. Stop comparing your everyday to the world's highlight reel. Get some sun on your skin as early as you can in the day. That is the healthiest sun. I just want to tell you guys that the grounding moment when I'm outside barefoot in the sun, that matters. When your brain hurts, disconnect, recharge. Limit your to-do list to the top three most important tasks of the day. Write down something that means something to you. In fact, write things down all the time. Your brain is for having ideas, not holding on to ideas. Read something every single day, even if it's just a couple pages. And write something every day, even if it's just a couple sentences. And most importantly, practice the pause. I want you to start forcing yourself to take a few seconds and pause before you respond. This is going to feed into you being less reactive. These little things end up being big things down the road for you later. And people ask, like, how do you practice the pause? How are you not reactive? And it's just a culmination of all of these things. Every single day I'm reading something, even if it is literally only the Bible. Every day I'm writing something, even if it literally is just my journal from the Bible. Every day I work to create more than I consume, meaning I'm spending time, you know, making content, writing emails, doing the podcast, writing other stuff, whatever that looks like. I'm doing more of that than I am anything else, like sitting down and watching the TV and, you know, scrolling on Facebook and all the things that are just sucking the life out of us. Just pick a few of these things and make it a priority and gauge yourself in 3 to 6 months and see where you are. You know, we're coming up on the last final quarter of 2024. And I think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal that we kind of buckle down and get back to who we were meant to be. We're so lost in the sauce. We're lost in the outside noise. We're getting caught up in ridiculous things. Let's focus on what we can control. And there's a lot of shit going on that we can't control, but what can you control? What can you focus on? And I know, like, I felt so much lighter in my life when I realized that I don't have to worry about controlling everything around me because I literally thrive in faith. And faith is believing in something you can't see. Faith is not trying to control stuff. And you can't have fear at the same time that you have faith. It's impossible. So I'm not afraid as long as I am leaning into that faith. And as long as I have faith that everything's taken care of, then I can make things a priority. I can make creating a priority. I can make family time a priority. I can make, you know, self-care a priority. I can make all of these things a priority, but you have to take massive responsibility for where you are. This is the key to happiness and joy and peace and whatever that is. Okay. Whatever that is. I am in a great detox in my life. Something has shifted in me. So whatever, I don't know, because I feel like I've done this before. I feel like, man, you have done this before. But I've never felt this way in this experience where I'm detoxing, you know, a lot of the bad shit in my life. I'm having that conversation with my husband today where I'm like, I just feel really good and I feel super aligned and it just feels good. Like there is excitement when I think about what I get to do for the day, because every day is a day of creating. And when you don't have all the pressures of outside shit weighing on you, you know, it makes you experience a whole different level of freedom. Meaning I'm not going to worry about the things I can't control. I can't stress about bartending on a Friday when it's only Wednesday, right? I can't stress about everything I have to do around the house before I leave for work, or, you know, make sure that everything goes well for everyone. Like I set up the family, right? I can't worry about that on a Tuesday and not have to be at work until Friday. So it's about literally just taking, I don't know why my texts are blowing up. I forgot to turn my ringer off. It is just literally taking everything one day at a time. One day at a time, one moment at a time. Be present where you are, and whatever it takes for you to give yourself those gentle reminders throughout the day, do that. Okay. I love you guys. Just a quick podcast episode. I hope you still get plenty of value. Pick three things this weekend to implement in everything I said that you're not already doing, and you will see massive return on this. If you commit every single day, what happens? Who are you in 3 to 6 months? Who are you? Do you recognize who you are? Are there things that are going to change in your life? I think so. I love you, babies. Have a great weekend.